No, very important person has actually just joined us. It's your uncle, I believe.
This is right. This is Ted Lancaster, my uncle, the gentleman who actually got me to work here in the first place.
Ted, what did you start off here? You know, what was the? What, you know, you must yourself look back and think, what have I created?
Exactly. I wondered, you know, well, is it the right thing by doing this? But she's turned out okay.
I think so. I mean, today she's been exemplary in terms of, you know, everything, fingertips, all sorts of things, sort of through the consummate tour guide. You know, I could see, you know, just amazing. Probably needs a pay rise.
Oh, no, she had one of them this year.
Oh, there we are.
We can't give her too much encouragement.
So what about yourself, sir? How did you sort of get involved with this fantastic project here?
Well, I retired from British Gas 16 years ago, and the guy that ran the railway knew that I'd finished and asked me if I fancied a job for the summer. And that's when it all started, sort of 15 years ago.
And just going from strength to strength in so many ways. Katrina?
What's your favourite part of working on the railway?
Favourite part is as you come round from the open air theatre, round onto the seafront, and it changes. Every trip is different. Sea's different, the sky's different. People are different.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, the personality changes. It was all like dealing with a group of schizophrenics here. I thought, well, where am I? Am I going into a zombie world?
That's very true, yeah. But that's, you know, the best bit.
Okay, I think we're back to board the train now to actually continue here. It's the Peasholme Park Scalby Mills thing that works through. And we'll gather to you from this. Delight to meet you, sirs, over.
Pleasure.
And we shall continue sort of wandering through here. I think the wind adds to the atmosphere is the line for that. Let's make sure that we gather up on this particular basis as we trot along to train here. Having had that sort of fine thing on, I think we're actually going to be making our way into the indoor carriages from a sort of point of view. So we've actually... Yes, that would be good.
I'll go and ask about it.
So, okay, we'll just sort of work our way through that. I think I might be sort of put in charge of the train, actually, Jericho. So no panics about this, but I'll try and keep you on the track.
Well, I hope so. You shouldn't go too wrong. There's only one button you have to press.
Yeah, but you never can tell. So
job, you know, she only came here 15 hours, and now look at her now, 50 hours. Well, you've been here 15 minutes. You could be here for the next 15 years.
There you go. It's a different life. I might of course be banned from this whole thing. Let's see what we're actually doing. So I'm going to ride on the. All right, okay, right. Yes. Let's work our way through this. It's like an action adventure scenario in all sorts of ways here. So clearly we need to have a quick name check, and our driver today, of course, is?
Our driver today is Graham.
Graham, how are you? Good to connect with you, good son. Now, what do I actually do here?
Just you stand on the, you stand on there.
Okay, let me just sort of ease my way through this particular side of things here. Okay, right, excellent. So yes, turning round. Okay, is that sort of secure? Are we sorted through? This is extremely exciting from that point of view. I'm trying to be doing double duties here, and we'll attempt to actually do that.
That and that moves. So right. Obviously you'll feel that move sliding on there, on the tender.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Excellent. So we were talking obviously about people being trained to drive this, and it's a long service from that. We just got the whistle. I think it's over to you, sir, now.
Answering back.
Right.
And off we go. Right.
Fairly gentle start. And she is moving. And yes, I'm always tempted to say Neptune has lift off. That's perhaps not the routine. Yes, I see what you mean about the plates actually moving in that routine. So are you just effectively controlling the train at present now? What's the official line you're doing?
Sorry?
Just talk us through what you're actually doing in terms of driving this.
Whistle to set us off. We've just pushed forward on this hydraulic control, which she's given. Get us into forward. Right, we're all fully engaged now. Just open the throttle a bit. Get a few more revs. And increase the speed.
Of course, the great thing is, I'm not necessarily strapped in here, but you are getting a sensational view, it has to be said, of the bay as she's actually turning round. And she's motoring along quite nicely on this particular area. Sort of hanging on tight. I see the sort of need now. Probably sort of Katrina's line about being strapped in with safety belts possibly actually springs to mind. Not necessarily actually taking this sort of line as far as the G-force is actually concerned. because I don't think we're quite sort of reaching the stage that Apollo astronauts would actually do, but obviously it's a wonderful way of actually showing gravity and momentum in for force, as we're actually hearing the sound there of the train. My right leg is certainly actually moving in all sorts of ways here. Yeah, it's quite an extraordinary, interesting experience. So hopefully we're in safe hands as we're working through this. I'm certainly sort of hanging on tight, the whole thing. And never let it be said that your Southside managing director doesn't actually take on board the challenge of actually getting in with the driver, travelling on the footplate, and actually travelling along on the railway station, whilst, of course, the rest of the team are sort of quite happily ensconced actually in the indoor carriage, which is fine. So I think there she goes again, almost tempted to say there she blows. So I suppose actually there's a sort of similarity in many ways to when I was actually on horseback at the Guards Club polo trials. One big difference, of course, that was actually riding on a horse, or rather an Argentinian polo pony. And in this particular case, I'm riding on the footplate of Neptune here at the Scarborough Miniature Railway. I think we're sort of going through that, certainly getting a whole new experience now. I think probably people will actually appreciate we're not going to be taking any photographs at this particular stage, because I might be able to multitask and provide a certain amount of commentary as we're driving along. But fundamentally, I think taking photos at the same time might be just a step too far, although I could see it being a kind of challenge that we might actually want to work through. As I said, it's a very interesting sensation that we've actually got here. I mean, we'll actually talk with our driver in a few moments about how it's there. There's that initial feeling that you're going to fall out. I think we're passing by the open-air theatre now, a very sort of fresh-based environment. Hopefully we're sort of all sorted through in all sorts of other sort of bits and pieces there. Again, a glorious view of the open-air theatre, as we heard from Stella. Opened officially with Dame Kiri Takanawa and Jose Carreras. We're going to go under the bridge. We've obviously got the tunnel coming up as well now, which is going to be quite interesting, as I'm providing a sort of online commentary as the thing proceeds and develops. As I say, a very, very interesting experience here, something which is worth growing, more worth developing, etc. Once I'm hanging on for dear life, because that would be over-egging the pudding. But we're coming up to the train now, so who knows what will happen. Let's see what interesting acoustics we have now. Oh! And there was the train. There was just a moment there, partially feared decapitation, but thankfully ducking down does actually sort of cope with things appropriately. We're now actually reaching the speed limit, speed 5 miles per hour. Strange, I think we're possibly going slightly more than 5 miles an hour, but never mind. As Newton would have actually said with his dynamics, everything actually tends to be in relation to its other experiences and so on. Lovely sort of experience of actually driving around the whole system. And I can tell actually with David Humphreys, the main coordinator of the railway, how he could have actually had that sort of interesting experience of enjoying the Albert Park Railway in Middlesbrough. And I think we're more or less arriving there just as our driver actually sort of has thrown something out. Let's find out what that is. And I think all being well, we have managed to successfully hang on to the train and actually ride on the footplate all the way through. So the commentary is actually complete, and I have to sort of say hats off in every sense to the driver for actually doing that, as we've kept ourselves going at that particular area.
Okay then.
It was wonderful.
Journey's end.
Fantastic. So right, many then, thanks thank indeed. You. I shall now actually sort of step aside from the whole thing from there, which is great fun from there. I think next time around we'll work through that. And just tell us what exactly you're doing now, because there's something you actually threw out of the train there just as we arrived.
That
what
was
were
a
you
token.
Doing?
That was a token that I put into the box at the beginning of the platform.
Right.
And the guard, when he gets off, has changed the points.
Splendid.
I've got a green light in front of me now, so I can now run round the engine shed and connect up at the other end again.
Brilliant.
Off we go again.
I look forward to speaking to you again in another time.
All right,
then. Thanks for that. This was brilliant. Okay, so there we are. Done and dusted. Legs were still pretty much hanging on into their place there. As I say, not too dissimilar to a kind of astronaut scenario there. No photographs taken, but still, never mind. We should work our way through that particular area. And I joined the rest of the team who've actually been sorted out. And so, well, surely you didn't expect me to sort of be thrown out halfway through, but there we are.
Did you enjoy that?
As I say, it's kind of like a slower G-force version of actually when you're going one of those astronaut things to have everything blown back at you, basically. Extraordinary. The rest of the team, presumably, they enjoyed their internal sort of studies, really.
Yes, we did. We were nice and comfortable, thank you.
There we are. Okay. Well done. So we're riding on the foot plate.
A quick cuppa to warm you up.
I think that would be splendid. And once again, you're listening just outside broadcasting on location. Katrina, how did you find travelling indoors whilst I was on the footplate, hanging on in all sorts of ways?
No, it was good. We were getting some very interesting information about a bit about the history, about the water park and the outdoor arena and stuff. So, yes, it was very interesting.
Excellent. There we are. And never let it be said that your managing editor doesn't actually do the thing of being strapped to the front of a locomotive engine, which, I think is a whole new world, as I say, not too dissimilar to actually riding a polo pony. But, with more chance of actually sort of getting an industrial injury, really. That tunnel is most extraordinary when you actually travel in it whilst sort of having to work through it.
Imagine.
Right, here in front of you we have a 1931 engine, which is Neptune. And she was the original engine that ran the very first trip on the opening day. She's from Hudswell Clark in Leeds. We've made all the engines. And so I'm told, they were due to open the railway at 2 o'clock on the 23rd of May, 1931. And Neptune wasn't quite ready, unfortunately, and they rushed her across from Leeds the night before, and all the engineers were up all night working on her, and she was finally ready for the maiden voyage at 2 o'clock the following day. And she's been running ever since.
Interesting you refer to Neptune as she as opposed to he, given that most people say Neptune, Trident, given the sea, etc.
We have this argument with people quite a lot. I don't know why. We do call her as she. I just don't know why. I know it shouldn't be.
Well, transgendered engines, I suppose it's a possibility.
But it just seems natural to call her as she. I don't know why. She is a beautiful engine, and there's no wonder that she is the favourite of our apprentice. Unfortunately, she's not running today. She's just had a repaint this year.
And she doesn't have the engine plates that move. You've just told me that Poseidon, the one you stuck me on at the foot plate, was the only one that actually had that kind of interesting experience where you felt as though you were doing the splits every time you turned a corner.
Yeah, the other engines are slightly different,
It's all right, I know I was set up by that. It's fine, I can hang on to it.
I mean, Neptune, she is, she's got the engine on the front, she's got the tender on the back, and then the other one is Triton, who is sat behind you there. More or less the same engine, but just built in 1932. They're very, very similar.
So Neptune, Triton, Poseidon, obviously the sea theme very much to the fore here.
Yes, and then our fourth engine is Robin Hood.
That's what I was going to actually sort of comment on, basically, because Robin Hood is obviously known so much for his maritime adventures, really.
Yes, I know. I don't know why we've got Robin Hood as well. Yeah. But Robin Hood really is classed as the workhorse. It's not particularly an attractive engine, not to me anyway, but a lot of children do like him. I do call him a him.
It's a steam engine riding through the glen. Robin Hood.
Exactly. But to me, he's very ugly and he's very noisy. And he is the workhorse. He's more for, supposed to be for, pulling stock about, etc., etc. So it's a second-class engine.
A little engine that could, goodness sakes. Katrina.
How often do the engines get repainted and worked on and stuff?
A repaint job is just when they need it, which could be every 10 years, every 5 years. It depends on wear and tear on the livery. We do obviously like to try and keep them as smart as possible, but cost is also an issue. It costs an awful lot of money to repaint them. They're worked on all the time. We swap them around when we're running service trains. There's always something that will go on. Obviously, with them being such an age, it's usually springs, etc., that go on them, so they have to temporarily come into here to the engine.
I find the same problem so often. That was the springs.
Suspension. Fortunately, it's not very often that something major goes on them, but it does happen sometimes.
Jericho, you're investigating the engine there. Any thoughts for yourself?
I felt like putting my overalls on and getting underneath one of them then. But no, I was going to say, like you said, like you lovelyly put earlier, a train geeks come down. I'd say experts would say. Yeah, what's the most interesting thing they've told you that you didn't already know about an engine or a she or a he?
I can't really answer that one because most of the time I don't actually escort them.
Very sensible, actually. Yeah. Very sensible.
You're very honoured today that it's me that's doing it. It's usually Stephen or Graham, our chief engineer, that escort them, so they have all the answers.
They have all the answers.
So, but occasionally we get people come in saying, are there still steam? And there were never ever steam.
Do you not want to sort of slap them when they say that? Say, look, for goodness sake, sort it out, please.
Yes. They will stand there and have a stand-up argument with you for 10 minutes that they used to be steam engines.
You've got to keep your smile on, haven't you? Yeah. But really, you just want to...
No, they've never, ever been steam. At one point, they did try to simulate steam engine. They did something...
Smoke bombs?
No, they did something to the engine. I'm not quite sure what it was to simulate it being a steam engine, but it produced way too much smoke and steam, and so they stopped doing it.
I can tell you, if I was travelling on foot plates, it would have been steam. I would have been sort of fairly blacked out at this particular stage, particularly through the tunnel.
Yes, he certainly would have been.
Fran?
Okay. So who is it who actually chooses the names for the engines?
I think they just came to us christened as what they are now, as far as I'm aware. I think it was just the makers at Hudswell, as far as I know. For a definite answer, you'd have to refer to probably Harry Smith, the engineer.
There's normally a naming of a train ceremony that takes place in all of these kind of things, etc. Very true, yeah. Thomas the Tank engine reference. Leslie?
I was just wondering, still on the subject of maintenance, what's involved in the actual maintenance? I mean, are you doing oil changes, like, for instance? You know, what's involved in the day-to-day maintenance of the engines?
Right, I'll do my best to answer it. I know that every morning the guys come in and they get the engines out. They obviously check the oil, the water, pretty much like you would a car before a long car journey. Check all the bits and pieces are working, check all nuts and bolts, the springs, check all the air pipes on the carriages, etc. But on a daily basis, the oil changes get done, again, pretty much like a car, every so many miles. They do an oil change on it, a full oil change. And basically, I think they're just like polishing them.
But not in a scary, fetishistic way. Let's move on to the next stage, because you're going to show us the smallest place in the smallest inn or the smallest...
The smallest pub in Yorkshire.
The smallest pub in Yorkshire. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Is that what it is? Hide on a thimble.
It's a special pub for small people.
For the borrowers.
No, to qualify as the smallest pub in Yorkshire, it had to seat 4 people inside, which it does.
Okay, well then, let's make our way there.
Okay.
Now, we've reached the stage where the actual location of those water-walking hamster balls, which we've spoken about, which I know Fran is keen to do at some sort of time in the near future, and we may be going, but this is the location that this takes place, I gather.
Yes, it is. To your left-hand side there, we've got a section of the lake partitioned off for the water balls on their own.
Katrina, when you did the water balling, was it at Scarborough when you actually did this, or where did you take this?
It was at the... National Railway Museum in York.
Oh, so obviously railway and water balls, there clearly is a line from that point of view.
Apparently so, yeah.
A whole range of things there. Fran, you're keen to actually take part in this, but not today.
Yes, I am. I've been practising, Alex, so... Yeah.
So I think sometime in the new year, possibly, should be down to do that.
Come back at Easter, and we'll be open at Easter.
So we're en route now to, say, this world's smallest pub. The swans look very calm and chilled out on that basis.
Yeah, they've come across from Pisa to visit us for a little while. They usually come across in the winter. So.
Any ducks as well, mallards and things?
Yeah, again, they don't spend all the time here. They come between here and Pisa.
They're busy things. They've got things to do, places to see, all the rest of the bits and pieces.
That's it. Well, in the spring and the summer when the ducks have their babies, they actually walk the ducklings across the main road behind us from Pisa Park.
It's never too soon to start getting some road sense into your ducklings. I've said that for time and time again. You don't want to go crazy, as in Donald Duck and Scrooge. I trust they actually do the Green Cross Code as well.
I'm sure they do, but it's quite amusing. Get them walking all the way past the cafe and right round here to the water, and then they just like throw the ducklings in the water.
It's a way forward. You know, it's much the same way as we deal with our location reporters, basically. They walk them around and throw them in. Well, we've arrived at the Glass House after seeing the smallest pub in Scarborough and after seeing one of the smallest cars in Scarborough. We've also sort of made our way here. Again, the perfect end to a perfect day in many ways.
It certainly is, yes. I mean, we like to think that this is a really nice, relaxed atmosphere for people to dine in. So.
Which is all great, etc. I think the team are probably obviously all set to actually sort of tuck into the delights that are actually on offer. What would you recommend?
Anything really. It depends whether you want a light snack or whether you want, you know, like a proper lunch or whatever. Paninis are very nice. The jackets are done very nicely. Again, we've got lots of cakes and things to choose from. So,
I think I'll probably lean towards the paninis. Jericho, what have your highlights of the day been so far?
I think the highlight's been going to the smallest pub because that was. Could have got a little drink though, that'd have been nice. But I enjoyed chasing them young kids about with that laser gun. Actually, that was quite cool. And I think this is going to be the highlight. This meal, I think that's going to top it all off.
Leslie.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed going into the engine shed and seeing the engines and seeing all the background stuff. That was really good.
So thumbs up for this particular routine, Francesca.
I've loved the whole day. I couldn't
do this. Oh well then, Katrina.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything in particular that stood out, but I have really enjoyed the whole day. It's been really, really educational.
Combination workshop, a sort of standard Southside broadcasting routine. Well, I think I'm back next week, possibly with Jericho, certainly our TV director, etc. It's been an absolute joy and delight. Will you be on duty next week as well?
I certainly will, yes.
We'll work our way through that whole thing. I think actually maybe one of the other tables is actually this. I might even get a seat here in this particular area.
Yeah, you can move to table 6 if you like.
Let's move for that.
Yeah,
okay.